Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has sent a message to farmers ahead of his attendance at the United Nations COP26 climate talks. The Prime Minister is on his way to Europe to meet with G20 leaders before he travels to Glasgow for the crucial climate summit on Sunday. Mr. Morrison will be taking his government's new net zero emissions commitment to Glasgow, but the plan has been criticised for its lack of substance or actions to achieve the target. Before he left for Glasgow, Mr. Morrison delivered this pre-recorded message to a bush summit for regional and rural communities.
We had your back during the drought. We've had your back as you face the fires and the floods and the calamities of recent years. And we'll have your back as the world transitions to the new energy economy. And as you know, I'm on the way to Glasgow, where I'll share Australia's pathway to a low emissions future.
28 days after a corruption inquiry forced her to resign as New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian is addressing the allegations against her. Ms. Berejiklian is answering questions at the Independent Commission Against Corruption. The inquiry is investigating whether Ms. Berejiklian breached the public trust or encouraged corrupt conduct during her personal relationship with former Wagga Wagga MP Darryl Maguire. Before formal proceedings began, Ms. Berejiklian addressed the media.
I'm looking forward to fulfilling my obligations and appearing before this inquiry. And obviously, I will strenuously stress again, as I have every day of my life in public office, that I've always put the interests of the public first and foremost.
Families in Western Australia are asking State Premier Mark McGowan to reopen borders in line with the national COVID plan. From November the 1st, overseas parents of Australian permanent residents and citizens will be able to visit the country without having to quarantine if they're fully vaccinated. But unlike other states and territories, Mr. McGowan has been accused of remaining tight-lipped on issuing dates for reopening. Members of the Parents Our Immediate Family advocacy group have released a video ahead of Grandparents' Day this Sunday.
Dear Mr. McGowan, we haven't seen our grandparents in England for nearly 2 years and we really miss them. They are fully vaccinated and have a flight booked on the 26th of January. Please set the date so we know if they can come.
Victoria has recorded 1,656 new cases of COVID-19 and another 10 deaths. It comes as the state is about to ease more COVID restrictions from 6 o'clock tonight, with the 80% full vaccination target in sight. Melburnians are expected to travel to Victoria's regions this weekend as the metro regional border is removed, while the city's retail stores, entertainment venues, and gyms can reopen. Masks will no longer be required outdoors. And New South Wales has recorded 268 new cases of COVID and another 2 deaths. The New South Wales government has announced plans to introduce coronavirus rapid test kits in all state schools. More than 100,000 Victorian households were without power this morning after thunderstorms and wild winds came through the state. The State Emergency Service received more than 950 calls for help, with Ballarat, Bendigo and Melbourne's eastern suburbs most affected. Resident James Rogers explains the damage caused in his street.
It looks like our next door neighbour, there's a whole tree come down, taken the power lines and pulled the lines down right outside our property. Fairly extensive damage around our place.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery.